feed brought to you by...
Uh-oh.
Damn.
That's ridiculous.
Here is today's congenital host, Cobra.
Thank you very much. I think we all fear in some way, no matter how much we respect or love our dad or mom, if you're a girl.
Or not.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this about me. You go ahead.
Sorry, little buddy. See what I did there? We're going to have another meeting with him after work.
You set him off.
Tell him it's okay. That parents aren't that important.
Go
so we all fear
it's
that
all right, little buddy. We love you too.
That eventually we're going to turn into them in some way. And my dad, God love him. Good guy. Awesome dude.
You could do a lot worse.
Yeah, I could do a lot worse.
By turning into Charlie.
Yeah, I could. But Charlie, when I was a kid, was the most accident-prone human being on the planet. Everything he did, he got hurt in some way. And I remember as a little kid going to watch him play. He played like adult soccer. And he was probably late 30s. Yeah.
Your pop played soccer?
Oh, yeah. And he was a goalie. And he was good. And but
where?
Yeah, where? Why? Who?
Yeah.
What?
People didn't even play soccer when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was in probably the mid to late 70s. He was on an adult league soccer team. And we would go watch him play and stuff somewhere in Arlington. I don't freaking know. But there was a time when he went diving for the ball. And a shot was, I think it may have been a penalty kick. And the ball was going in the corner of the net. And he didn't realize where he was, as so many of us don't often do.
Yes, that's for another episode.
Oh, yes.
And he smashed his face, the front of his face, into the post and broke his nose. And it was just a mess. And that was like the first time I remember my dad getting hurt. And then...
Did it make you sad?
Yeah. Then there was the time when he and my mom took us skiing as little kids. And
let's go back. What did he do about this? Did he stand out there and keep playing, or... Did he come out of the game and get it fixed or what?
No, I think that there was a lot of blood and stuff, and I think that we went straight to the emergency room for pops.
All right.
There was a time we went skiing, and I see when you get hurt up on the mountain, you'll see that if you're not able to ski down, they bring up this little, I don't know what you call it. I mean, it's like a gurney almost.
Yeah.
That's
the gurney
on skis.
Sled.
Yeah. And I see this guy coming down. I'm like, that looks like my dad. And I'm like 10 years old. And then right then, one of his friends skis over to me. And he was like, I don't mean to warn you, but your dad's being rushed to Denver. I'm like, what? And he had fallen and screwed up his knee. And the pole flew up and literally split his lip up to his nose. Yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah. But that's just two examples of how my dad constantly was hurting himself in whatever way. You know, he'd be taking a jog and fall off the curb and just stupid stuff.
With soccer and skiing.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, I've kind of become not that advanced as far as my accidents go, but I'm starting to feel that way. Just little things like shutting my hand in doors, just stupid-ass stuff that my dad always used to do. And the latest example was last night, and the most comedic of all of them was last night.
Gets fisted into the hole.
No, Buzz. I'll let you know when I do get fisted into the hole, though.
In a baseball game.
Right.
Right.
As it's 10 o'clock at night, and it's time for me to take the dogs out on a little stroll, as I do every night. And this is where I have my interactions with neighbors and wildlife, as I've told you guys about on many accounts.
One encounter with wildlife documented on film.
That's right.
With the possum.
That's right. The evil Lake Highlands possum.
Yes.
That lived in the tree.
Hey, hey! Hey, hey!
So we're walking back. We walked up to the easement, probably about a half mile away from my house, and we're walking back, and I'm just chilling out, and I'm getting pretty close to our house. And so across the street from our house, there's this floodplain where there's no homes or anything. It's just a bunch of trees. And it's not. It's a floodplain.
It's a forest.
So?
It's a lush, green forest.
Right. And as I'm walking on the curb, and I have one dog on a leash, and the other dog, Buddy, I don't need to walk him on a leash. He's old, and he follows right behind me, and he's a good dog. Thanks, Buddy.
You bet.
And he talks.
Yeah, he does. Gotta be great if he did. So I'm walking, and as I'm walking, again, it's 10 o'clock at night, so it's dark. And I hear something down in the floodplain, and which is not too atypical. I mean, there's raccoons and armadillos and possums and all kinds of stuff that are down there. And I hear something kind of rustling down, and my dogs kind of, you know, stand up at attention. Well, then I see literally 10 yards in front of me that a coyote had walked up the floodplain and was standing on the curb right in front of me. Okay?
Wow.
Okay.
It's about as close as I've come to one of them.
Uh-oh.
I was like, whoa. And it just turned and is staring at us, and both my dogs stopped. All right? So I got the one dog on the leash. This is the young dog, and she is a hunter by nature. Mm-hmm. Anything that moves, she chases. It's a very stereotypical dog in that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So she is two. I have her in my right hand. The leash is in my right hand. The dog is to my right as well. She sees that coyote, and the thing is, when dogs, especially if they're around these animals quite a bit, the smell of a coyote is incredibly distinct for dogs. And so, and I should have noticed this, but whenever we heard the rustling, I could tell that both dogs, their noses go up in the air, and they can, and they're kind of looking up in the sky, and they can smell what that is. And she's had run-ins with the coyotes before when she's been off her leash running around chasing them and stuff like that.
Do they fear the dog, or does
no? They're
the
about
dog
the same size.
Fear the coyote.
They're about the same size, but as we've discussed before, if they do get into a brawl, mm-hmm. I'm going to take the animal that it doesn't lay on a down
comforter.
Bed. Yes, every single night and is fed hamburgers and the like. I'm going to take the animal that lives
on the streets,
yes, the
on
one
the
that
street,
has to rough it.
In the wild, hunts its own food, sleeps in a pile of sticks. Survives freezes, heat waves, floods, everything. That's what those animals do. They're survivors. So she kind of, my dog, backs up behind me when she sees that coyote.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coyote slowly starts to walk across the street. Well, I'm not moving. Well, as she walks behind me, she then gets behind me and goes to my left, all right? So the leash gets wrapped around my legs. And she hauls ass after the coyote. And I mean, she's about a 50-pound dog. And all the force of a 50-pound dog going forward with a leash wrapped around your shins.
You got clipped.
Oh, I got clipped. So my legs fly out from underneath me. I fall flat on my back.
Oh, did you knock the wind out of yourself?
Onto the street. Now, here's to make matters worse. I'm on the sidewalk. There's a curb. You know, it's just a typical sidewalk.
Oh.
So I'm at the part of the sidewalk where beneath me is the storm drain where all the water runs off.
Mm-hmm.
And so right where I get clipped, it's slanted going down into the storm drain, and it's a much more severe drop. It's about a foot farther drop.
Yeah.
And I roll down, heading toward the storm drain, now with the leash completely wrapped around my legs and the dog pulling me. I land on my back and in my head, and completely threw my back out, man. I mean, 100%. Meanwhile, as the dog is pulling me and I'm reaching for the leash trying to pull her back because she doesn't give a damn and doesn't know what she's doing. She's just yanking. And so I'm trying to pull her back. And as I do, I notice that I reach at my left and mm-hmm. my wallet was gone. It had fallen out of my pocket.
Into the storm drain. Right.
And I look behind me and there goes the phone sliding down, both of them, into the storm drain, and I just hear this click, click, as they both hit the bottom of the storm drain.
Uh-oh. At that point,
my back is thrown out. I'm pretty sure I got a diarrhea. I'm just like, just laying there. I had
diarrhea.
The biggest cut on my heel. I was wearing flip-flops, which was probably the wrong choice
of
footwear.
That's the only footwear you own.
It is. It's comfortable.
You're pretty sure you got a diarrhea?
I had diarrhea.
Did you look in the back of your pants and find a poo-poo?
And finally, I get the situation under control. The coyote's long gone. I am laying there, though. My back hurts. I mean, think about this. You get completely sideswiped.
I hear you.
And you fall down.
All the way to your body.
All the yes.
I can't believe you didn't knock the wind out of you.
Flat on your back. I think I did. I was in such a panic of trying to get the dog and
the phone.
And then my phone. Which I'm like, oh, God, this is just so ridiculous.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea, Norm. And I come to, I'm like, I can't get down there. There's no way to get in the storm drain.
Right.
Unless you pull the manhole cover off.
Sure.
And you can't pull the manhole cover off unless you have a manhole tool.
I have one. You should have called me.
Why do you have a manhole tool?
I got a lot of weird stuff at the house.
That sounds sexual. Here, put the manhole tool over here. So I go home. I've got crap all over me. I'm bleeding. I can barely walk. I walk in. My wife turns to me and she goes, "What just happened?" So I tell her the story. She's crying laughing, like literally, like crying, because it is funny to hear the story. And then it's a matter of going back to the storm drain to retrieve my wallet and phone. And
can you see them?
No, I can't see them. Not at all. But I know they're down there.
Like you're talking about the gutter. Like in the gutter.
In, yes. Okay. I mean, sliding all the way down, 6-foot drop down in there. This is where all the runoff takes place.
Oh, yeah.
Water leaves everything.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So it's not like a grate where you can look into the grate and see your possessions.
No, it's a gutter.
Okay. Gotcha.
So you can't slide down through there. You have to take the manhole cover off.
Okay.
So I come back with a big crowbar, can't get the manhole cover off. Then I'm so tired that I got to get my car to drive down. And I have, like, a couple of different gardening tools.
What kind of time elapse do we have by now? How long has this taken?
An hour.
Okay.
And I finally figure out with, some garden shears, I stick it in that tiny little hole, and then I'm just trying to maneuver it to get that stupid manhole cover off, and I finally pull it off where I can get my hands underneath it and pull the thing off. And by this time, my car is parked, the lights are on, and one of my neighbors pulls up.
Right.
And he goes, "Is your dog in there?" I'm like, "No, it's my wallet and my phone." And I'm trying to tell him the story. And I go, "Man," and I'm looking down there. I grabbed a flashlight and I'm looking down there and I see the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm thinking,
what else is down there?
Well, no, I'm like, can I get down there? Can I just crawl through there and be okay? And it turns out that it's about 7 feet down there.
You're kidding.
No.
Your crap 7 feet down?
Yes. And he goes, "Let me help you down there, man."
Oh, my God. You had to get in the sewer.
I know. I go, "Do I need a ladder?" And he goes, "Man, I think I'll be able to pull you out of there." And so I get down there, and he's got the flashlight, and I can't see. I'm holding myself up, trying to maneuver it. And he's like, another foot, you're almost there. And I just drop down there and walk over there and get my stuff. And then he ends up pulling me back up. I've got blood everywhere.
Was it scary being in the sewer?
No, I don't.
Did you run into a chud?
No, I did not run into a cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller, Danny. Thankfully, I didn't, or that would have been the end of me right there. But it was just all such, I just had visions of my head of my dad and how stupid that must, if somebody would have caught video of that, of the whole thing transpire, they would be a millionaire.
There's how did your neighbor pull you up out of there?
Well, I was able to jump up through the manhole and then secure my arms up there, and then he helped hoist me up from there.
Did it stink in the manhole?
It didn't smell good, but he did tell me, he goes, "Dude, you're going to need a shower."
Because that's where the dew goes, right?
No, it's not a sewer line. It's not where sewer runs. I mean, they're making...
Yeah, it's just rainwater.
Yeah, it's just runoff.
But I mean, could
from
you have, like, walked to another manhole cover and popped out in somebody else's yard? Like just walked through.
No,
there?
I wasn't in like the sewer system itself. I wasn't like Andy Dufresne.
But I mean, that's
no.
All...
This was like an individual thing okay. and then the water goes further down. Maybe I could have. I just wanted out of there.
I'm fascinated by the manhole.
I just wanted completely out of there.
Aren't you?
God, I wish that was clean.
But aren't you? Don't you want to know what's going on down there?
No, I've never had too much curiosity about that.
You don't want to go down there, man.
The manhole was your phone holes. Wet?
No, it wasn't, because it hadn't rained in so long.
That's true.
You know, everything was dry down there. There were just leaves and stuff. I thought I was going to run into snakes, though. That's the thing that scared me the worst, which I didn't.
Like a king cobra?
Yeah. I would have met my namesake down there.
Boy,
ha!
Would have been just like you to drop that stuff down there and not be able to get it back.
Oh, and not be able to get out.
Yeah.
Man, how great would that have been if you were on the news and they had to have like a crane or the fire truck and
crane.
You're like baby
yes,
Jessica.
Yes, a noted Dallas radio personality has disappeared.
It would have been awesome. But this is the extent of the damage. I mean, like, my phone is cracked.
Yeah, here's J.D. Miles out there to cover it.
You can barely even tell. My phone survived like a 7-foot spill down a storm drain. Pretty awesome.
As your phones go, this is in pretty reasonable shape.
I know. It's unreal. All right, we got to go.